Have a nice day.
I was browsing the game, Joe, because I'm a broke nigger and I like to play something that has nothing but a gun or a bow on my PC. I like playing indie games like Undertale and Celeste, so I wanted to find something entertaining for once in my life, because you can only doom so many times to something, or whatever it goes.
You can't breathe.
Browsing for like an hour, I found out a major game show. It's called Jardy Adventures. Because I was foolish, I installed it immediately, even though Windows said running this program can be harmful to your PC. But I ignored it. When the game booted up, there was a sign on chiptune music, PSX graphics, and some filters. To make it look like something created very valid and respected names of female hands or elbow. I started playing the game shortly after the game. The protagonist was named Andrew Fosgate, and the story revolved around his troubles of everyday living as a person in LGBTQ plus community. Online, it was quite a long frame from being free. However, I am poop at Vidy and got bad and ended in suicide by throwing myself from the bridge. What came next was much more worse. As a punishment for being transphobic and bigoted. The game connected my PC to some remote server that was located in Minnesota when it says. So far it sent to my computer terabytes of PE. Whoever made this game even sent a digital copy of Daisy's Destruction on VHS. Immediately called the police that I was attacked by criminals and hacked. Because I'm a 4'10", 267 pounds with Nordwood 5, they didn't believe me. I was struggling to found guilty for CSAM charges and have been sentenced to 25 years of prison. I'm writing this on the library's PC that is somehow connected to the internet. I can't read by title daily, and I beg you to share these stories slowly and play the Jardy game.